It's wonderful to be with you again and to bring the Word of God to you. I always enjoy this time here at UF, and great to hear the wonderful singing, David. Always enjoy your playing. So lovely to be with you today and to see many familiar faces and folk who've known for many, many years. Rene has read the scriptures to us beautifully, and I want to answer the question, how can I flourish as a Christian? How can I grow and really do well as a Christian? And we all know how trees and plants thrive under certain conditions, but what are the conditions for us to grow and flourish as a Christian? Not just sort of do okay as a Christian and sort of wander along, but to really flourish. And we certainly have a very interesting world around us here in the Greater Cape Town with all the different indigenous plants. I think we're a floral kingdom on our own, something like 4,000 species here in this area, and yet they flourish. And we have all the southeasters, and sometimes the droughts, and sometimes the wildfires, but they flourish. How do we flourish as Christians? How can we really grow, no matter how young or old we are? How can we keep growing as a Christian? Let me ask you another question. If you could be any type of tree, what kind of tree would you like to be? Think about that for a moment. Any answers on that? An oak tree.
A redwood.
A redwood. Wow, that's interesting. Any others? A willow. Oh, that's a beautiful tree, yeah. You know, we often think about the Christian as the vine. I'm the vine, you're the branches. But we had read to us in Psalm 92 about the Bible, about the palm tree. And the Bible likens our walk as Christians often to being like a tree. And so my question for you is, are you a palm tree Christian? And there's a pic of some palm trees up there for us. And the palm tree is, that's referred to in scripture, is without a doubt the date palm. And as I was driving here this morning, I actually deliberately focused and saw about 8 or 9 palm trees between here. We live just near Long Beach Mall. And interestingly enough, up sort of in 10th Avenue, I saw 2 palm trees right next to each other. And I'm going to come back to that a little bit longer. But the palm tree trunk can grow up to 25 meters. I don't think so in this area, but they can grow up to that sort of height. You know, they have these sort of yellowy date palms, and then their long leaves or branch-like leaves that are often used in scripture as symbols of victory. Remember Palm Sunday when they cut the palms down and Jesus came in? It was a victory parade, if you like. And often when the kings of the Old Testament would come back from some other war, the palm tree leaves would be used as the victory signs. And today they are used very often to build houses, roofs, sides of houses, mats, baskets, and even dishes are made of them. And the wood of the trunk is often used for timber. Do you know that their dates can weigh, one set of dates can weigh anything from 13 to 22 kilograms? And a single tree can give you up to 90 kilograms of fruit or dates a year. And interestingly, the palm tree has very deep roots. And while it can be a standalone tree, it always, always thrives better if there's a tree next to it, or even at best in a palm grove. It yields much higher fruit. So there's some pictures of the palm groves, and the one up on the top is the one that we most often see. So we've had Psalm 92 read to us, and I'm going to skip over to verses 12 and 13 again. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. And there's a picture of a cedar, how a cedar can grow. Well, the cedar they call a noble tree, the tallest and the most massive with which the Israelites were acquainted. Grows up to 36 meters, and it was held in high esteem for its grandeur and height. It's always regarded as a tree of might, majesty, dignity, and lofty stature. It symbolizes strength and power and glory. So the picture here in verse 12 of the Christian is flourishing like a palm tree, yet having great dignity, having great stature, being respected in the community in which it finds itself. But let's get to the palm tree today. The palm tree's unique characteristics, which we're going to look at, is the depths of its roots, the growth of significant fruit when it's in a palm grove. And so we learn, when a Christian is deeply rooted into the Holy Spirit and His Word and connected to a local church, in fact, you're here this morning, shows you're connected, then they really flourish. You flourish when your roots are deep into the Word of God and connected, as it were, into the palm grove of a local church. So, 5 points today, not a typical Baptist sermon of three, but five. Palm trees are designed to survive drought because of their roots. Palm trees are designed to survive drought because of their roots. Each palm root is the same in its thickness, at its base, and its tip. Now, a lot of roots are more sort of tap-like and thin down, but the palm tree roots are the same thickness basically all the way through. And it can't be pulled out of the ground easily because of that. And so the palm tree puts its roots deep, deep down. And it's able to tap into the resources of water and the nourishment of the soils that are not available on the sort of surface of the ground. And each root has what they call villi, or hairs, to absorb even more rare and valuable nutrients. Jeremiah talks about this rootedness. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends its roots out by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, or drought. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. That is the picture of a flourishing Christian. Let me say to you, droughts will come in your spiritual life. It's a fact of being a Christian. There will be those seasons in your walk with God where things seem dry and God seems distant and not really present in life circumstances. There will be droughts in work, in family, in marriage, in health. Life in general has its droughts. Droughts aren't lack of times for us. And as a Christian, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. You will have trials. You will have droughts. There'll be times when you say, God, where are you? I don't feel your presence with me. You know what you do in those droughts? Get your roots of your Christian life deeper into the Word of God, deeper where you can drink from His Spirit as He speaks to you through His Word. You will find that drought starting to dissipate. It all depends on your Christian rootedness in the Word of God. I find so many Christians, when they go through times of drought and difficulties, say something like this: why has God abandoned me? What is God doing to me? God is not fair. This is not right. Instead of saying, God, what are you trying to teach me? We moan about God in times of drought. Instead of saying, Lord, this is my opportunity to get deeper into your word. This is my opportunity to grow when I don't feel, in inverted commas, your presence. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in your faith. You see, when you're rooted in the Word of God, your faith is strengthened as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Psalm 1 is another picture of our roots. Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. So my question again to you, are you a rooted Christian? You will survive spiritual droughts if you're deeply rooted in God's Word. To be rooted in the Word of God requires discipline. It requires almost habit in our Christian lives and walks. Spiritual growth isn't a natural process. You've got to get rooted down deeply into the Word of God and into the work of the Spirit in your life as He speaks to you through the Word of God. You will find that God allows dry patches in our lives for our good, that He may cause all things to work together for good, and that He never leaves us or forsakes us. Let me say to you, the longer I'm a Christian, the more I'm convinced that being rooted in Scripture is the one and only solution for the storms of life. I have seen it over and over again. Droughts will come. And instead of abandoning faith, we need to dig deeper into the Word of God. And somehow, many Christians today have lost that. We just sort of, God, you're not around, I don't sense you, my feelings don't tell me you're at work, so my chemistry is out of whack or whatever, instead of getting into the Word of God. We tend to run from God. The palm tree is deeply rooted. And in times of drought and difficulty, it survives because of its roots. So, firstly, was palm trees are designed to survive drought because of their roots. Secondly, palm trees flourish best in a palm grove. They flourish best in a palm grove. Verse 13 of Psalm 92 says, planted in the house of the Lord, they will, not might, they will flourish in the courts of our God. On today's language, they will flourish in the local church. In a grove, trees are much more protected from storms. Younger and immature trees often don't make it on their own. They must have a grove in which to grow. Now, this is the interesting thing when I was researching this sermon. I did not know that a palm tree, when it's in a grove, the roots go down deep, but they also go sideways, which brings its stability and the winds of life, which we'll talk about just now. And do you know what happens? Their roots often intertwine, and they draw strength from each other. That's how the palm tree works in a grove. What a picture of the church. When those droughts come, or those winds and storms of life, we're rooted in the Word of God, but also in that palm grove of UF, we connect and we draw strength from each other. That's how a palm grove works. That's how they get better fruit in a palm grove. And a Christian will be more fruitful in his or her life when they're connected to a local church and intertwined together, and here on Monday and Thursday, and not just for an hour or two on a Sunday. Palm trees flourish best in a palm grove. You can almost say they don't do well on their own. I'm deeply concerned today about de-churched people. I know many people who have been solid Christians. I'm not saying they're not anymore, but they're not connected to a local church. They just say, we sort of do our thing at home and watch church online occasionally, and it's not that health prevents them from going to church. It's just Sunday is our family day to do our thing, whatever that means. Not connected to a local church, it's an unbiblical picture. And I honor you, many of you who are older and whose bodies don't want to work as well, here you are today. That's the connection of the palm grove. Life shows we are better together, much better together, and more is accomplished when we stand together as a local church. You will flourish best as a Christian when you're well connected to a church, and let me even say to a small group within the church. So, let me try and give you a different illustration. Are you in a grove that's well connected to other palm tree Christians, Or are you like in a Port Jackson forest where your Christian life is being choked out by others around you that have a negative influence? We all know what Port Jackson does to our beautiful community and how it wrecks the natural plant life. Palm Grove or Port Jackson, what are you? Palm trees flourish best in a palm grove. That's the second point. Third point. Palm trees can withstand abuse because their heart is alive and protected. The heart of the palm tree is in its trunk. That's where all the nutrients go up and down. That's where all the life of the palm tree comes from. But outside, its bark protects it. Unless some human has come along and dug out the bark of a palm tree, it doesn't lose its bark. And that bark protects the heart of the tree. And life's winds and storms and abuse can come at the palm tree, but its bark protects its heart. And I want to say to you, your heart needs to be protected. Your heart can become bitter. You can become like, this is not fair. The storms of life, the winds of life aren't treating me right. You need to protect your heart. Many years ago, I was a young pastor, and I went to minister to a lady who was dying with cancer, whose family was, as it were, legendary in the Christian world. Sons were in ministry, and I mean, just this wonderful family. And I went to go and talk to her, and nothing but bitterness was spewed out of her mouth the whole time. This is unfair. And I mean, she was in her late 80s. Why does God do this to me? And I was horrified as a young pastor listening to someone who was mature in the faith and mature in years. She hadn't protected her heart. She had become negative, critical, bitter, and sad. Protect your heart. Don't let Satan plant bitter thoughts in your heart. Don't get all these imaginations that people are against you, or they've deliberately neglected you in some way. Protect your heart. And remember what 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord doesn't look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. You can fake being a Christian, but God sees your heart. Protect. Fourthly, and I'm recapping a little here, because of their roots, the grove they grow in, and their heart, palm trees develop a flexibility that allows them to endure and survive the major storms of life. They develop a flexibility. Their roots are down deep. Their roots are even interconnected in the palm grove. Their heart is protected, and strong winds can come. But the palm tree stands firm and tall and solid. It's not uprooted and blown around by the southeasters of life. It in fact becomes flexible. The palm tree leaves. Have you ever noticed They never gather dirt and junk on them. Those leaves, or the actual palm itself, is almost smooth and shiny, and nothing sticks to it. No dirt and junk sticks to it. Be like a palm tree. Release that stuff. When you hear that negativity, when the dirt of life and the storms of life and the winds come at you in life, and come they will, just let it go. Let it wash off you. Don't let it sink in and get to your heart. In Matthew 12, 6 and 7, in the Message, Jesus says it this way. There is far more at stake here than religion. If you had any idea of what this scripture meant, I prefer a flexible heart to an inflexible ritual. You wouldn't be nitpicking like this. Are you flexible? Or have you become hard? Do you bend with the storm? My friend, your hardness is in danger of breaking when a big storm comes. You may be weighed down by the burdens of life in this world, but let them go. Are you protected by other Christians when the storm is fierce, or you feel like you're alone? You cut yourself off from other Christians in the church at your peril. And fifthly and lastly, because of their roots, the grove they grow in, their heart, their flexibilities, palm trees produce their best fruit when? In their old age. The more mature the palm tree, the sweeter the fruit. Did you know that? I was in Doha Airport the other day, and I bought some dates there. Pavel and I enjoy a few dates every now and again. And we've had to ration ourselves. It's just the sweetest date you can imagine. I now know it comes from a mature palm tree. And we often quote this scripture about still bearing fruit in their old age. It is linked to the palm tree. And your fruitfulness for the kingdom of God can become sweeter and better the more mature and the older you become. Isn't that incredible? And I know this is a church full of wonderful gray hair, and I want to say to you, as a church, you could be and can be one of the most fruitful churches in this valley. Amen? You can be. You have the experience of life behind you. You have the benefit of rooted Christianity in the Word of God. You've learned to withstand the storms of life. And this is the season of fruitfulness. I know since I've retired, my life has taken a few different turns, but you tend to think, well, I can relax and don't have to be involved in the Lord's work as I was or whatever. No, 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 no. That's not the picture here. The picture is, in your older age, you become more fruitful. The picture is, you become more influential as a Christian. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon, planted in the local church, in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of the Lord, in the church. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Pastor John, how old are you?
18.
Still bearing fruit. Sweeter than ever. We'll have to ask Elaine about that. I'm going to challenge you. You're like an army in the kingdom of God, with time on your hands. Are you still bearing fruit in your older age? It should be sweeter than ever in the kingdom of God. Listen, this is a word like I felt God impressed on me for some of you. God still has a purpose for you, and for you, and for you. You're not beyond his purposes. You can still bear fruit. So, as a palm tree Christian, work on your roots, not your fruit. Get your life deeply rooted in Scripture. Seek Christian maturity. Work on your heart, not on your outside. Don't judge others by their exterior, but by their heart. As a palm tree Christian, stay involved in the local church, in the healthy growth. Storms and suffering will come your way, and droughts will come your way, but don't murmur. Look to God in your trials, in your suffering, in your persecution. And finally, as a palm tree Christian, be sure your growth is centered around the stream of the living water, the Holy Spirit, and become an oasis to others and a refreshment, bearing fruit to a parched, thirsty world. Let's pray together. And so as we bow in prayer, let me ask you, do you want to be a palm tree Christian? Do you want to declare to the Lord your desire and decision to root deeply? Do you want to commit to growing in the palm grove of UEF? Tell them that in the quiet. Lord, help us to be palm tree Christians today. Help us to stay deeply rooted in your word, to draw the refreshment of the Holy Spirit ministering to us through your word. Help us, Lord, to focus on our hearts and not allow any root of bitterness to grow. Help us, Lord, to remain vitally connected in this healthy church grove. And Lord, when the storms of life come, help us to bear much fruit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky. His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sign nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how trust.